We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I looked up who last year's most accurate mock drafters were, and one of them, one of the top four, as a matter of fact, was Garrett Podell. If I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Garrett, am I?
You are. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. From CBS Sports, you had a really good year last year. You were like the Steelers. You had an excellent draft. And you have them taking who? Tell the people who you have them taking at 20.
So this year at 20, I believe offensive line is where they're going to look to add. They took Broderick Jones a year ago out of Georgia. I think if he falls to them, I think Alabama offensive tackle J.C. Latham would be a great pick for them. He can play inside at guard, but also at tackle. He was predominantly a right tackle at Alabama. Broderick Jones, he played left at Georgia. So it could be up to Mike Tomlin and his coaching staff to figure out who's going to play right, who's going to play left. But I think the biggest thing for whoever's going to be the quarterback in Pittsburgh this year, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, both those guys are quarterbacks who've taken a lot of sacks, which is a really inefficient play, obviously, for an offense. So limiting that, giving them as many clean pockets as possible is going to be critical. So I think J.C. Latham would be a nice add for Pittsburgh.
So when you do these mock drafts, I might as well, let me just ask this. How do you come to a place where you decide that certain player fits with certain team? I mean, do you try and gather intelligence? Or I mean, how do these things come together?
That's a great question. I would say you definitely have to do your reading and reaching out to people and things like that. But I think what's also really predictive or something you can do to kind of gauge that is looking into different teams and different general managers' preferences at certain positions when you combine it with, if you look at their roster, okay, what are their needs and what do they like to do? Like, for example, the Green Bay Packers have for wide receivers, they have a very clear profile of, we want somebody who's a little bit above 6 feet, we want them a little bit stronger. They have, you just look at the profile of the type of wide receiver they draft, they all kind of fit this kind of mold. And different teams have different athletic thresholds for different positions. So if you look back at, you know, the history of that type of thing, what positions are certain executives willing to take or more prone to take in the first round, and then you combine it with need. And then also, you have to watch a lot of college football, watch a lot of tape, figure out stylistically who these players are and kind of what their value might be. And then you kind of go from there and plug and play and kind of see how the draft cycle unfolds from after the Super Bowl up until now. You were talking about what could change from mock draft from Tuesday to today. Yeah, seeing kind of how the market and what's kind of being said about these guys. And then you kind of try and do your best to react to it. And last year, I was fortunate enough to have one of the better mock drafts in sports media, which is really, really cool.
And that's why our little friend Neutron got a hold of you. His name is Austin Bechtold, and we're very proud of him, Garrett. You have Garrett Graham Barton on the board when the Steelers pick, but them passing him up. What do you make of him? Do you have a problem with him not having played center recently? You have him going to the Cowboys. What position would he be going to them as? A tackle?
No, I would have him as a guard. He was a left tackle at Duke. He's a great player. I think he's one of the best interior offensive linemen in this draft. Now, he was a college left tackle, but he's a guard or center at the next level because he's got a shorter arm length for an offensive lineman, 32 and 7/8 inches, and he can sometimes struggle with quicker, more speedy edge rushers. But really great, technically sound player, really great in the run game, fluid hips, light on his feet in the passing game. I just think in terms of his long-term success in the NFL, it's going to be inside. And I felt like the Steelers would love to get a long-term foundational piece at the other tackle spot.
Long-term but short arms. Is he the Kenny Pickett of interior linemen here?
No, he's not, you know, there's not a meme about his arm length like there was about Kenny Pickett's hand. So it's not that bad. It's just somebody who was a good offensive tackle in college, but just best fit guard in the pros. There's a lot of guys like that. He's not an outlier when it comes to hand size or arm size or anything like that. There's a lot of guys who have looked arms that aren't quite tackle length, and that's okay.
One guy that seems to be tied a little bit to the Steelers in a number of drafts is Amarius Mims. What are your thoughts on him?
I like him a lot. I mean, he is somebody whose evaluation is, you know, you're going to have to project a little bit because at Georgia, he only started 8 out of his 30 college career games. I mean, Georgia was loaded. They won back-to-back titles, 2021, 2022. But he did start their second of two back-to-back title games, 2022 against TCU, and he never allowed a sack in college on 377 pass-blocking snaps. And so you like that. You like the stats there. And in terms of projecting, that's really what the draft is, right? Figuring out who's going to be great, you know, years from now. Amarius Mims is a giant, 6'8", 340. But if you look at him and watch him play, if you look at his waist, his torso, you know, he's not someone with a big gut. Like, he's a fit 6'8", 340. So you look at that body and you coach him up. I think that he's got great potential and would be a nice pick for Pittsburgh also.
Paul, I'm starting to lean toward Mims right now.
Yes.
And Garrett, when I see that this guy didn't allow a sack in almost 400 pass blocking snaps, that he started both of the playoff games last year, the CFP game, no sacks allowed. He's barely played. So you're getting a guy, some of these guys you get, you feel like their bodies have been through hell in college.
Yeah.
This guy's barely played and he's 6'7", 340. He actually ran a decent 40. Not that that matters, but it is proof of his athletic ability. I'm starting to lean in that direction. He seems like a rare kind of kid.
I would agree with you. I mean, I've never seen somebody who was 6'8", 340 run a 40 in under 5.1 seconds. I mean, that is unheard of. Like you said, offensive linemen, they're not going out and running routes. But what that does tell you is that he has the speed and, you know, potentially the agility to, if he's blocking in the run game, not only knock down a defensive lineman, but can climb to the second level and engage linebackers or defensive backs to try and keep paving the way for a longer run for who's ever carrying the ball for Pittsburgh on a given play. So, yeah, I think he could be one of the gems that kind of drops a smidge because of the experience. But if you're going off the traits, I think he's a great, great pick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's so much to like, and I think legitimately he could be around when they pick, correct?
Correct, yeah. I think he's going to be available in the late teens, early 20s, which is Steelers at 20. That's right in their wheelhouse.
Now, the other position that people are talking about is receiver. Brian Thomas Jr. is a guy that the Steelers have been connected with a lot by a number of different mockers. What do we call mockers or mock drafters?
Meet the mockers.
Meet the mockers. and mock drafters, we'll call them. A number of them have Brian Thomas Jr. as the Steelers' first pick. It would surprise me if they went receiver, but what about you?
I like Brian Thomas Jr. a lot. I think he's a great prospect. 6'3", just about 210 pounds, led the country in receiving touchdowns with 17. He was Jaden Daniels' deep threat there, one of two, along with Malik Nabers. He averaged 17.3 yards per catch, explosive off the line of scrimmage. I like him. I think if Mims or Latham is available, you want to really shore up offensive tackle. But I could see wide receiver there. Now, I've seen the Steelers also rumored to engage for Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, that would probably cost the first-round pick this year and then maybe one of their two third-round picks. They have two. They got one from the Eagles because of the Kenny Pickett trade. And that was the charge for the Philadelphia Eagles to trade for A.J. Brown on draft night a couple years ago, was a first and a third. So it kind of depends how much the Steelers want to invest in that wide receiver position. I like offensive line, but you can make a case. Brian Thomas Jr., he would be a fit. As would Ayuk.
Man, there's a couple guys that if they somehow made it to 20, I'd be willing to shred my positional draft chart. And that is Byron Murphy, the defensive lineman from Texas, who you have going 16 to Seattle, who is an absolute animal. And then Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia. Percent chance that either one of those gets to 20, and would you sprint to the podium for either?
I think I would give Murphy a better chance. Bowers, to me, you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, one of your AFC North rivals, I just do not see him getting past Cincinnati at 18. Mm. I don't think he's going to drop. I think the farthest he would drop maybe is like 15 to the Colts. But, if Byron Murphy was available at 20, I agree with you. You rip it up and you – chase that Byron Murphy pick right to the podium. I mean, he's a little undersized height-wise for defensive tackle. There have been a number of defensive tackles whose height wasn't quite right, and they ended up being great players. Aaron Donald, who came out of Pitt, was one of them. I'm not saying Byron Murphy is that, but Murphy had the highest quarterback pressure rate in college football for a defensive tackle a year ago, 17%, highest pass rush grade for a defensive tackle from Pro Football Focus. He's an electric pass rusher from that defensive tackle spot. Putting him next to TJ Watt would be a lot of fun. So I totally understand Byron Murphy. I don't think either of those guys are going to be around at 20, but you know, it's always fun to dream. You never know. I mean, who knows? But yeah, I would agree with you that Byron Murphy probably has a better chance of slipping down, but I don't think either really realistically going to be there.
I think, one of the thoughts that people here in this town have is that the Steelers will go tackle with their first pick and then try and trade up in the second round for center. Are there a couple of guys that could be there in the second round, or maybe early second round, that could actually be sort of plug-and-play centers for the Steelers?
That's a great question, and I would say yes. I think there are going to be a couple plug-and-play guys, so I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon and Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. Jackson Powers Johnson, he's probably, to me, the top center prospect in this draft. He absolutely crushed it at the Senior Bowl out in Mobile, Alabama. And he is an absolute dominator in the run game. I think he is just absolutely phenomenal there. When he kind of drops anchor to pass set, he's very hard to move off the spot. To me, that's your top center. Now, I don't know if he's going to be around by the time the Steelers are on the clock in the second round. You mentioned maybe trading up. But Zach Frazier, he could very well be available for you guys in round two. And I think you're going to like his background. So he was a four-time state champion wrestler out of West Virginia. So he's an absolute brawler. He didn't allow a sack on 328 pass blocking snaps in 2023. slightly undersized on the height weight combo for a center, 6'3", 313, but you love the background. He's a back-to-back first team all Big 12 conference player. I think that would be a great add at center as well.
Paul and Neutron, do you mind if I engage Garrett in a game of free association?
It's our favorite.
It's our favorite time of the day.
Garrett, I ask quick questions, and you would give quick, even a yes or a no, if it comes to that, answers. Are you ready to engage in this game?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
You have Caleb Williams going first overall. Would he be your first quarterback taken?
Yes. I think when you look at the way he can throw the ball downfield, move around the pocket, move outside the pocket, he's slam dunk, first pick.
Drake May, second to the Commanders. Would you recommend that?
I would. I think the conversation between Drake May and Jaden Daniels, and we dig a little deeper on the analytics behind the two. I wrote a column on this for CBSSports.com. The sack to pressure numbers and the willingness to throw over the middle both heavily favor Drake May, and those are two areas where Jaden Daniels is a little inefficient, which are traits that would raise some eyebrows for me when evaluating a quarterback.
The answer was slightly long, but it was a good one, Garrett. I like that one. How about J.J. McCarthy? I'm getting very enamored with him, like a lot of teams, as the draft gets closer. I saw an interview with him last night. I think he's going to be a really good NFL quarterback. Do you?
I think he's a question mark, and I would not take him with a first-round pick in the first half of the draft because a lot of the evaluation relies on guesswork projection, run-heavy offense. Wasn't asked to carry a whole lot in the passing game in terms of passing concepts they asked him to run. So to me, back into the first round, sure. First half, I would not.
Now let's go real rapid fire. Brock Bowers, which team does he go to?
Jets. I think Aaron Rodgers puts a word in.
What's wrong with Jaden Daniels' elbow? It looks like he has four of them.
I have no idea, man. I've seen that picture. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but it does look weird.
Something horrible has happened to him. I don't know if that affects his draft status or what. If the Steelers were to go corner, who's the best at around number 20?
Best corner, that would be if Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo drops. Really long arms, big frame, led the country in passes defended the last year. I think if he drops, I think he's going to go before that. But if he's around, Quinyon Mitchell.
Don't tell me the Chiefs are going to wind up with the guy with the fastest 40 in history. They're going to wind up with Xavier Worthy, aren't they? You have him going to them at pick 32. So Mahomes is now going to have the fastest guy in history.
I think they would probably like to get an offensive tackle, but I think all their first round guys are going to be off the board when they're up at 32, and then they're going to go wide receiver. And I think they're going to get, another Tyreek Hill profile like guy. I'm not saying Worthy can be that guy, but yeah, I think they have a chance if they want to invest in receiver, which Mahomes kind of banged the table for. I saw an interview in the KC Star that he would like one, so I could see it.
That is absolute bird milk. Now give me one name, a Puka Nacua guy, somebody who's going to, a receiver who's going to fall in the draft because of his 40 or some other stupid reason, who's going to be an absolute stud. Second, third, fourth, fifth round.
I think Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. He's somebody who broke out last year for Florida. Great traits, tested well. He might drop to middle end of the second round, but I think he has a lot of upside.
Garrett,
but Puka Nacua, I mean, he broke the rookie receiving record. I'm not promising that, but I think he'll be a good player.
No, this was tremendous stuff, Garrett. You did a great job last year. We'll be following closely this year. Thanks for taking the time, man. I hope we can talk again, maybe after the draft to rank it.
That would be great. I would love to come back on with you guys. I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for coming on, sir.
Be sure to say goodbye to Austin City Limits on the way out. What do we have, Limits? Thank you, Garrett.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.